and inviting people like that on the air and doing these kind of things. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
That's a pretty good story.
That is a good story.
You have yourself a great day, Melissa.
You too, James. Good to see you.
You too. We'll be back with more Morning Show later tomorrow. But for now, stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here. Oh, you know what? I like the way Heather does this. Heather, you go ahead and do it.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 90% of Californians are under flood watches, and there's more heavy rain in the forecast. In Ventura County, firefighters used helicopters to rescue more than a dozen people trapped on an island in surging waters. Captain Brian McGrath.
We need to get these everyone out of the area to higher ground, to a place of safety, as well as let's get to these shelters so that way we can get warm and dry.
More from correspondent Carter Evans.
In Northern California, high surf slam waterfront businesses in Capitola.
So this restaurant's been in the family for decades. Have you ever seen damage like this before?
I have not.
Kitchen manager Josh Whitby says it'll take months to rebuild.
Some Republicans are pouncing amid a Justice Department review of about 10 documents marked classified that were found in an office Joe Biden used before he was elected president. Incoming House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer.
President Biden chimed in and said, I think, quote, how irresponsible it was for Donald Trump to do something like that and questioned how a mistake like that could be made. Well, Biden made the same mistake, apparently.
The Trump Organization's former chief financial officer is scheduled for sentencing today in New York. Alan Weisselberg pleaded guilty to dodging taxes on $1.7 million in company perks. He was promised a short sentence in exchange for testifying against the company. Women's soccer takes action after findings of sexual and emotional abuse. CBS's Jim Crisula has the details.
The National Women's Soccer League has permanently banned four coaches and announced a disciplinary action against several other persons and teams. The move is in response to an investigation into alleged abuse and misconduct. It found, quote, widespread misconduct directed at players dating back nearly a decade.
No long lines for Prince Harry's new memoir after it went on sale in the UK.
Some bookstores opened at midnight to welcome the anticipated crowds, which never came.
I thought there'd be a queue around the block, and I've turned up at 6 o'clock and there's no one here.
But fan Caroline Lennon has no regrets.
I'm here because I like Harry, and I like Harry and Meghan, and I don't care what anybody says about me.
Someone's buying Harry's memoir. UK bookstores report massive pre-publication sales, and it's topping Amazon's bestseller lists in the UK, US, Australia, Germany, and Canada. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Golden Globes return a year after they were scrapped over a diversity scandal.
Mrs. Wang, are you with us?
I am paying attention.
Everything Everywhere All at Once could bring awards for Jamie Lee Curtis or Michelle Yeoh.
The lights change how everything looks.
The Fablemans are a favorite for best drama. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 33 this afternoon under overcast skies, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tonight, lows dip down to about 25, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, highs level off around 36. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Need help paying for health care? As a Health Insurance Navigator.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this January 10th, 2023, 10:05 on the clock. And you got your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Tim Young from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Looking forward to talking with Tim just a little bit. Right now, our good friend Katie Wright is here with us. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you been?
Pretty good.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Get out of the holidays okay? Everything, you're settling down a little bit in the house a bit?
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
Good.
Took all of our decorations down, which is now a bare living room.
Yes.
Yeah.
It always seems weird the first couple of days without the stuff up.
Yeah.
It really does. We got a lot of good things going on with our chamber. I want to dive right into them, but before we get too ahead of ourselves, let's rewind a little bit. You guys had a great event last night.
We did. We had Off the Clock last night at the Elks Lodge. We had Two Hearts Catering provide the food and hors d'oeuvres for us last night, which is amazing. The Elks, you know, we had a large turnout last night, so I applaud them for letting us use the facility, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, so good turnout. Mm-hmm. How long did the event last?
You know what? Till 6.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I think everybody, they arrived at 4, stayed till 6, and met a lot of people. Yeah.
When it comes to Off the Clock, especially to the people out there that may not have been to any of the events before, mm-hmm. I like them to understand it's a fun event, but it's not a huge time commitment.
No, it's not at all.
Yeah. It's one of those ones where I don't want to say casual, but it is a bit casual. It is a bit come and go as you please. It's more about if you get what you need to out of it, you can go ahead and go if you want of thing. It's also the opportunity, especially in this time of year when we don't have as many of these opportunities, to network, to be able to run into people, talk to people, even just catch up, let alone business-wise.
Right. And I went home with 3 business cards last night of people who, you know, want to talk more chamber, and you will be surprised on who you meet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have another? Let's see here. I'm just looking ahead. I know that I got Coffee with the Chamber coming up. Is that the one you want to go to next, or where do you want to go next?
Sure. I will say we really quick. I don't know if I have mentioned my December new investors yet.
Oh no. Okay, yeah. Let's start there.
Yeah. So we have 2 Ostrom Drywall, and then we have a new Edward Jones agent, Joseph Arnold, and they all came on in December.
Right on.
Yeah.
We love new chamber members.
Yes.
And we get a little spoiled around here because then we get to interview these people.
Yeah.
They join us on the airwaves when you become a new chamber member. So anybody out there who is not a chamber member, like to remind you of that. There's a lot of advantages to being a chamber member, that being one of them. You know, not just the advertising and the promotions that you get to do being on the airwaves with us or at chamber events. But it's something that I noticed talking with Patrick today. We had on our morning show, we had Patrick from High Gear Promotions on.
Yeah.
One of our newer chamber members. And Patrick was joking with us off air and on air a little bit that he actually meant to do this like 2 years ago. It just kept, you know, he runs a whole company and stuff and got a family and all this. He's got a lot going on. And I don't think I've gotten the chance to see things from that perspective very often.
Right.
It's usually I'm talking to the people after they've already become a member. Patrick talking with him, it kind of reminded me of a lot of this. And for those businesses out there, for those startups out there, all the different companies, whether you've been doing this for a long time or not, it's such an advantage to be able to be a chamber member for the reasons I said before, the PR, being a part of events, all this. But the thing that I noticed with Patrick is it means something to him to show this community, show the area, anybody who's looking, I'm a part of this.
I
believe in this. I believe in my community. I want to put back into my community. I want to be a part of my community. I think that stands out just as much as any PR or anything else that can come with being a part of the chamber.
Oh, absolutely. It's something to be happy and proud of. You know, you're investing in us and giving us your trust to help you with your business. So.
And it's something that you guys, you pick up right from that. It means just as much to you guys to be able to promote and support all these
Absolutely.
Different businesses.
Yeah.
Edward Jones, great people. It's nice to hear another part of that there. And the other member, who was that?
I don't know if I'm saying this right, but Ostrom Drywall.
Yeah. Great. From what I've heard, a couple of rumblings in town, and they're doing really good work over there.
Oh, yeah.
So that's great to hear. And as I mentioned before, High Gear Promotions, Patrick joining us on the air. You can go back and listen to that interview as well. But otherwise, you can find all chamber members, because it's not just now that we talk about you. Your information is on the chamber website. Your information is all there for you. When we get through events, Katie, if we have a little time, I'd like to talk more about that.
Okay.
Because I think that's another advantage of being a part of the chamber as well.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Okay.
So I did want to mention, because I use their events calendar for a lot of my pregame for our interviews and everything.
Oh, I do too.
And just looking at this, I do see that Ruby's Pantry, Mobile Food Pantry, is coming back up. We always like to mention them as well. So
yes,
just real quickly, did want to mention Ruby's drive-through food pantry, serving the third Saturday of every month over at Pitch Elementary School at 501 17th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Their distribution time is 8 to 9:30 or until the food is all gone, and donation amount per bundle, $25 they prefer. You can find out more information, you can register, you can find out pickups times, and you can even schedule a pickup by going to rubyspantry.org. It's all one word, rubyspantry.org. And a big shout out to everybody over there working hard at Ruby's Pantry, all the volunteers, all the people over there. We appreciate them very much.
Yes.
Again, rubyspantry.org is the website. So after that, that'll be on the Saturday the 21st. On the 25th, I see you have another Coffee with the Chamber.
Yes. Yep. So Jennifer Revels, she's going to be there talking about four simple tools to retain your key employees. And I think that would be a good one to, you know, be part of and listen to. And I'm sure she has many great tips.
If you are a business and you are not focusing on how to keep your people, whether you've had employees, you don't have an employee who hasn't been with you for more than a couple of years. I mean, you've got a lot of vets around you, and you know these people are probably not going anywhere. If you're still not looking at those people as I got to keep them, I don't feel like you're doing your job as an owner. I don't think you're doing your job as a manager. I believe a little similar to a relationship.
Right.
My mom and dad have been together for 40 some years. My dad is constantly trying to win my mom's heart. Constantly. I think that you got to treat your employees that way. I'm not saying every second of the day, or you always got to constantly be asking him, hey, do you need anything? Hey, do you need anything like that? But I do think that showing appreciation to your employees goes a lot farther than you realize as a owner or manager or anything like that.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's one of the biggest things that people are focusing on and concerned about, whether it is, I think we put a lot of focus on bringing people in. But you talk to most owners, most business people, that's the big concern, is keeping the people they already have.
Right.
So Jennifer giving you these four simple tools to retain your key employees seems like a really good time to have her in. She's a local human resource consultant and leadership coach, I see.
Yes.
And so it certainly works with a lot of nonprofits, a lot of these kind of things. There is a lot of this in our area that I see that Jennifer is really like tailor-made to talk about and
about. I think she's starting to narrow down nonprofits and small businesses and knows how to really work with those people for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can register for this online. It's at 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just register through the chamber website?
Yep.
Okay. Go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It's all one word, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, and you can register right there.
So simple.
Looking forward to more of these, too.
Me too.
I have to say, the Coffee with the Chamber series has been really successful. It's done really well. Everything I've heard from people, the audience and stuff, but even different Morning Magazine guests that have come in and referenced it, after you leave or something like that.
Yeah.
Over the years, it's been a very successful one. I'm curious, Katie, is that one of those ones? Are you in charge of planning those? Or?
So Stacy is in charge of those,
okay.
So she's usually in on those. So if you want to be part of, Coffee with the Chamber, I would definitely reach out to her, our president, and she gets you all squared away for that.
A lot of great events to wrap up January and to begin February, I see. Again, you can find these at the Chamber's events calendar. Just go to their website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, go to their events section, and there's signature events and other events. This one gives you the full calendar.
Yes.
Where do you want to go next? Are we going to February?
Well, let's go to February.
All right.
We have another off-the-clock event, and that one's going to be at Bee's Tap House here in Rapids.
Oh, darn.
Oh, darn.
Gotta go. Well, I suppose. I mean, if it's there, gotta go.
Yeah, I'll show up. Sure.
And it does happen to be on my birthday, too.
Is
so
it?
It does. Yeah,
so you have to go now.
I kind of have to go.
We'll buy you a drink.
There
How about
go.
That?
Yeah.
So that's 4 to 6 on February 20th. And, you know, it's a networking event. There's going to be raffle prizes, food. And again, that's at Bee's Tap House.
Big fans of our friends over there at Bee's, doing great work. One of the things that I love about Bee's Tap House is it's a great place.
Yes.
And you go in there and you can get your regular, you know, whatever you normally order or whatever. But when I go there, I like trying something different. They got so many different things to try over there.
I feel like they're not recycling, but they're turning over different beers all the time. So
yes.
Where you could definitely try something new.
Especially when they first opened. I wouldn't say that I was there every week or anything, but I was there on a pretty regular basis. And they still were doing that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They do a really good job over there with that. It's nice variety. It's also a wonderful atmosphere. Really nice atmosphere over there. I really appreciate, too, you know, keep in mind, they haven't been around that long. Mm-hmm. And the whole existence of Bee's Tap House, they've been doing events where they open up their doors for this nonprofit or they have this artist come in or something like that. It's a business. It's a bar that really does put back into their community.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is a good example of it, hosting things like this, the Off the Clock event. Again, I know we do this a lot, Katie, but we're constantly getting new listeners. For those that don't know what the Off the Clock event is, what can I expect if I go to Bee's on the 20th in February and want to experience this?
Yeah, so I think if you're coming to this event for the first time, definitely bring a pile of business cards, because seriously, you're going to meet somebody and you're going to make a connection and you guys are going to want to connect. But really, it's a fun event, so don't get too serious when you come to this. It's easy, and people are so nice there that, I mean, you don't need to be too serious when you come to these, for sure.
I think that so many events, we have them, and whether we realize it or not, the highlight is the networking.
Yes.
What I really enjoy about Off the Clock is that is the headline,
right?
The networking. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
The establishment that you're hosting it, that's certainly key and a great part of this. But I love the idea of having an event that's kind of the headline. That's kind of the heart of it is, hey, we all need an excuse or an ability to chance to run into people, or
yeah.
Especially to run into new people. And then you throw on winter, where it is so difficult to run into people. You know, we talk about this with Lunch by the River. One of the best things about Lunch by the River, it supports local businesses. It helps these people get out there and maybe come to you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of I just go to Lunch by the River and all these businesses are already there where I may not be able to go to them on a case-by-case basis. Something like this is a little similar to that, where we're bringing all these different people from different walks of life and fields to one establishment, and you go there and you run into all this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great event, so.
You never know. How a business may, your business and this other business may actually work really good together.
Oh, absolutely.
I hear this all the time where, I never would have thought these two, you know, we would work together, but here we are and we're pulling off this event or something.
Yeah.
I really speak to this whenever I have an opportunity, but it's usually with nonprofits in particular. But this area has gotten so much better and grown so much of working with each other.
Yeah.
My business, my nonprofit, yes, we're important and I'm trying to take care of our stuff, but not at the expense of hurting somebody else.
Right.
In fact, I'm going to do this and yeah, maybe I might lose a little bit here, but that other nonprofit's going to gain because of it and working together. And we're seeing more and more and more of this as we go forward. And it's not a coincidence that our area is surviving a little better than others after the, you know, certain last couple of years and everything because of these things, because of this camaraderie that exists.
Right.
This event at Bee's Tap House, again, February 20th from 4 to 6, appetizers, raffle prizes. Do you have to have a special card? Do you have to have a name tag to be able to get in? Is there anything like that? Because I'm seeing, nope, it's open to the public and free to attend.
Yep, so it is open to the public, free to attend. You will, when you walk in, we have like a little booth. You'll get assigned your name on a little name tag of who you are and where you work, and easy as that.
Again, if it's not an event that you necessarily need to register for.
To show up.
But if you want to know more information, again, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com.
Yep.
So keep on moving ahead here. We're going to March now?
I guess we'll go to March.
All right, let's take a look at March real quick.
All right, so our big one, we have our 75th annual meeting and awards banquet. That's happening on March 8th. That is from 5 to 8, and this is for our investors. It's to help recognize our chamber members and all the effort and stuff that they do for our community, and we want to recognize them and thank them for everything that they do. And if you're wanting to come to this event for dinner, you can register online. And it should be a great event.
Yeah, this is one that the Chamber does every year to really put a highlight and attention to so many great locals.
Yes.
It's a fun event, too. And you know what? It's covered dinner for a night. Yeah, you got that covered for a night. That's pretty nice.
Yes.
There is something else that I think is noteworthy about this, too. You can go to the Chamber's website, again, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, and you can, there are nomination forms.
Oh, yes. That's a big one. So, yes, you want to go on there and nominate. That goes until January 13th. So, if you know there's a great citizen or a business, excuse me, or a whatever it may be. I think the form's online, so check it out. That's due January 13th. We are looking for more sponsors, so if you're wanting to be a dinner sponsor for this, that goes till January 13th as well, and that's all online for the forms. Check it out.
Yeah.
We'd love your support.
I see here there's different categories. Citizen of the Year nomination form, Progress Award nomination form, table decoration sponsor raffle basket form that can be filled out. I don't see a DJ of the year. I don't see that on here, Katie.
Oh man, so that's
gotta
failed
be,
that one.
It, probably later, right?
Oh,
it, just you're just waiting to get it on there.
It
I'm
is,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
so
coming. It's
that's
coming.
That's the after the event award.
So for those out there, Maloof is spelled Malouf.
Well, make sure to get your award made then as soon as possible.
It, you know, just to get my mom off my back. I mean, just to say, look, Mom, I did something.
Come
you know?
On, Mom.
That is a fun event. It is a really big one. We're looking forward to it.
Yes.
And, while it's going to be big and great, we want you to be a part of it. So as Katie mentioned, you guys are still looking for sponsors. Yeah. You're a business. You want to be a part of this. Should they reach out to you, Katie?
You can reach out to me, absolutely. But make sure you go to the website first and make sure, you know, if you have questions on something, you can always feel free to call me. But yeah.
So, Katie, one of the things I wanted to touch on, if we had a moment, was the importance of being a chamber member and what that benefit can be like for a business. And certainly, it's a little fresh in our heads around here having Patrick on from High Gear Promotions.
Yeah.
Talking with him about it and everything. And just, it was so much of the on-air and off-air conversation with Patrick that made me want to really bring attention to this. Because I know that we're always looking for new businesses to be a part of things at the chamber. And I think we've touched on enough of a number of times of why it's such a benefit and everything. But if say I'm a business and you're I'm coming to you saying I'm thinking about being a chamber member.
Yeah.
How does that conversation begin? How does that go?
Usually I know Promise likes to have, well, I should say Promise and I are kind of switching roles now. So I'm now helping with engagement.
Oh.
So she usually I know will sit down with that person and kind of go over. She has like a folder in her office that goes over everything that we do for that business. But I mean, there's a lot of opportunity for advertising and promotion with that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot.
It's so much too of the things, you know, talking with not, a number of different chamber interviews over the years. There's so much that they, you walk into the conversation thinking this and this and this are going to be helpful or whatever, but then there's these things that organically happen or come up that I don't think people know unless you're actually doing it.
Right.
So it's really worth looking into. And I'm not going to say that everybody that walks in those doors is going to be a chamber member, but I would bet on a high percentage of that because there's honestly no negatives to this. It's nothing but positives to do to be a part of things. The other thing I wanted to mention too is you guys are always open to ideas.
Always.
And I've heard from community members over the years too of, well, I think this would be really fun, or I wonder if our community could do this.
Yeah.
But most of those people don't tend to take the next step.
Right.
You know, to share that idea with, you know, people that can, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, do something with that idea. encourage you to reach out to the chamber.
Yeah, please call me. I'm always looking for ideas and what more I can do for our community. And I'm always looking for new, I shouldn't say I'm always looking for new events because we have some great events this year.
Yeah,
But, you know, always, I'm always looking for more.
The other thing too, and when you know you guys join us, we tend to talk events mostly, and maybe chamber members and that. But there is so many other things that the chamber offers that I don't think we get the chance to touch on very often. Especially if you go to their website, but you can walk into the offices and ask these questions or find out more as well. But you know there are job resources, there are job postings, employment opportunities. That's a great resource for that.
Right.
Looking, if you are new to the area, there is like one of the first websites, if not the first website I would offer to you is the WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. You're new to an area, you're wondering about education, you're wondering about housing, municipalities, voting, any of these things, information's all there for you.
It's all there.
You can find that out and more. Is there anything I'm missing here as far as what the chamber covers? I feel like there's so much that I don't want to miss anything, Katie.
There's so much. I mean, you pretty much nailed a lot of it.
I did want to mention as well, there is a public art request. City calls for artists to create public arts in coordination with the West Jackson Street Right Construction Project. That was something to look into as well. Like things like that going on, you know?
Yeah.
There is just so much you can find out about with our chamber. Want to remind people of that.
Yes.
And speaking of reminding people of things, let's go over again real quickly our events coming up for February. We got some fun. We got some fun stuff at the end of January here. Coffee with the Chamber on January 25th. I wanted to mention that.
Yes, and that's again free to register. You can go online for that. That's in the morning, 7:30 to 8:30. That should be a good one.
Yeah, you can register again at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And then in February, February coming up. I'm not going to be able to forget this one because it's on the 20th.
So. I mean, so this one is. James's birthday party off the clock.
I'm not a fan of that day, so it's actually making me like the day a little bit with this event. That's cool to hear. Off the clock for at B's Tap House 4 to 6 on February 20th. Going to be a good, fun event.
Yes.
And Katie, with any of this stuff that we are touching on and talking about, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more, how can they reach you?
So I wrote my phone number down this time because I didn't want to forget. So you can call me at 715-422-4859.
Appreciate that. And please do me a favor. Say hi to the whole staff, everybody over there. Wish them a good new year for all of us. And looking forward to hanging out again real soon.
It'll be soon.
We'll talk with we got more great conversation coming up here in just a few on Morning Magazine at WFHR.
Even when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could ensure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com, paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 33 this afternoon under overcast skies, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tonight, lows dip down to about 25, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, highs level off around 36. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to part two of Morning Magazine for this January 10th, 2023. Have your host, James J. here, and I am joined by Tim Young, Executive Director over Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, James.
We got the Tim and Jim Show here, as
Tim
Pam
and Jim
called
Show.
It.
Yeah. That's right.
It is good to see you, brother.
You too.
How you been?
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Got through the holidays on a personal level. Last year was awesome. Wife and I celebrated a lot of things that we were thankful for. Daughter graduating from college, another daughter getting married and pregnant, and then son off to the Navy. Just so many things in our personal lives to be thankful for.
And really proud of your kids.
And pretty awesome,
and
man.
Really good kids, man.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Really blessed, really blessed.
Wonderful. Wonderful to hear, brother. I want to get into WRCT, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yeah.
Certainly want to talk about the upcoming productions, studio, main stage, Silver Foxes, all these things. But I haven't gotten to really talk to you about this, and honestly, it's something that I was going to talk about, you know, on a, we'll talk more off-air, too, but on-air, off-air, haven't even gotten asked. Yeah. How are you feeling in this gig?
You know, my position?
Yeah, in your position. You've been doing this a while now, and I know that it's something that has evolved and changed at times, especially when you first started. How's it going?
Yeah, I couldn't be happier. What makes me happy is the people, the attraction of people, whether it be, you know, our core participants, whether it be on or off stage, volunteers, ushers, things like that. They're them coming back. But as of late, we seem to be attracting so many new people. And that to me is, I was a new person at one time and into theater, not sure at the time what I would get out of the whole experience. And it's so exciting to see people walk in the doors and say, hey, I'm here to see what you guys are all about. Maybe I can add some value. And right now, as we speak, we have Jim Rinker and Pete Roguski over at the theater building. And they, when a production starts, those guys are like clockwork. And they just recently became friends, geez, a year or so ago, not even. And it's just to see new people come in and not only love to learn and love to participate, but to build friendships. And so to answer your question, I love that aspect of my job, bringing people together. And, you know, I grew up more, not really in theater, I grew up in sports. Mm-hmm. And I never thought that being in a theater would resemble being on a team. But to me, it seems to be almost more of a team because all eight, it's inclusive. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, certain people don't make the team, and in usual sports teams, if you're not good enough, you might not make the team. Everybody makes this team. So that's the beauty of it. So I like being involved in this.
I think it was one of our earlier conversations, one of the first show you and I were in together, and discovering, when we first noticed, this is another person. There's a kin here. Oh, we got a brother here. The sports reference that you make, because growing up with my dad, being an athlete, everything I do in prepping is for a role or a show or anything, it all starts with sports training and really approaching it with a sports mentality.
Right.
And I think a lot more people than they realize. You get too old to play football at one point, maybe. Or right. You can't, you know, dribble a basketball the way you used to.
Beer league softball gets a little bit.
Yeah, but the stage is there for you. That camaraderie really that you're looking for. There are so many parallels between sports and theater. And I don't think it's a surprise to see so many former athletes go into acting or any of these things.
We attract former the inclusiveness is amazing. We attract former athletes, veterans, military folks. It's the diversity of our group is, you know, cultural. We're a little bit challenged with the cultural diversity and where we're just geographically located.
Yeah.
However, the diversity that we're currently attracting with people bringing skill sets from other lives, mm-hmm. not even knowing if they would have value in a theater environment. And the amazing thing is when you walk in and you fill out that participation form, you see all the opportunities and you start thinking, wow, I've got a little experience with that. I'd love to learn that. And if you don't come in with experience, just like being an actor, mm-hmm. we've had, and that's another thing we can talk about is we've been attracting brand new people and they're coming in and taking leading roles. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you first started out, a leading role was something you looked at going, someday I'd like to have a leading role.
Yeah.
They're coming in and being cast. Because I think the comfort level, the trust that the director has in the process and then in all the other team members helping that person, mm-hmm. that I think allows you to put people in more challenging situations because of that support all the way around. So
when we talk about all these, and part of the reason I want to bring up all these different fields and people coming in and stuff is to really show, while we love our regulars and our people that have been coming to WRCT for decades and being in productions and yep. watching productions, yep. we love new people coming in. And if you've never acted a day in your life, you've never thought about it a day in your life, you're our people. You're going to really love it here.
100%.
Give it a shot.
100%. It's amazing.
You never know, and you may end up finding your new love, your new passion. Chances are you will, because most people that come to WRCT, they never leave. They are constantly coming back and doing more and more in there.
And it's about the culture we talk about, the environmental culture, not just the it's the culture of the environment. So I challenge myself. And I don't wake up every day on the right side of the bed, but I try to hit the reset button when I go into the theater, and I try to have a level of pep in my step that hopefully is contagious so that people feel energy and they feel positivity. Because when you're in a production, it's not always just, and we talk about this a lot, come over to the theater, it's just a lot of fun. Yes, and yes, but what we're trying to also do is push ourselves as a team mm-hmm. to win, to put together the most quality product we can offer the community. I mean, we're charging for tickets, mm-hmm. and the painful part of it is the director wants as an actor, for example, the director sees you achieving a certain character, mm-hmm. and you may struggle to get to that vision of the director, and that's painful. But when you get to it. Mm. And you're 3 weeks out from opening night, and everybody's getting to their character, and you're mm-hmm. starting to tell this story, and you're actually starting to believe the story yourself.
Yeah.
That's the addiction. That's the winning. That's the fun. But you don't just come over and, hey, let's just have fun. Mm-hmm. There's an expectation of, so for those folks that want to be a part of something with a high level of quality associated, that's, mm-hmm. that's part of our culture as well, is sellout quality productions.
Nothing worth having comes easy. And this is a little bit of a similar thing there where, you know, it takes a little work, but it's fun work. It's good and motivational.
It's achievable.
Encouraging. It's reachable.
It's reachable, yeah.
Yeah, none of this is, you may watch a great actor on a movie and think, I could never do that. You don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. That actor already did it. Mm-hmm. Just do your own thing. And you'd be surprised by how great that performance can be when you just give into that.
Oh, a quick example of, exactly. You're exactly right, James. A quick example of, is this fun? So, I believe it was The Odd Couple. Keith Schultz, a young guy that came in to audition, never done it before. He's now in A Streetcar Named Desire. Andy Kleckner recently was cast as Fred in A Miracle on 34th Street at our place. He recently just put in a request for to read the script for our next main stage show. Mm. So if that's not telling, people are like, I need to take quite a bit of time off.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be surprised the moment you go home and a couple days pass.
Yep.
You want to come back.
Yep.
So it's that much. We have that much of an attraction at the theater because of like I said, the environmental culture, because of the diversity of in the inclusiveness,
mm-hmm.
And our strength lies within our differences. So everybody's welcome.
One other thing I want to take before we go to our break, when you say something like that, you really tip me up there, because there is something for everybody with this these theater company as well. Mm-hmm. If you are a young person, you're looking for an opportunity, you just stick around and Hopo Productions will be coming around, and bringing their spring stuff around and giving you a chance to audition and be a part of something like that.
Yep.
If you are in between ages, like you and I or something like that, you have main stage, you have studio theater productions. We'll talk more about those when we come back. Awesome. But if you are a senior person out there, you've always wanted to try this, but you think, well, what opportunities are there for theater people in my age range? Silver Fox has got you.
Amazing group of people. So funny you say that. I know we have to go to a break. Jerry, I forget Jerry's last name because we just met Friday.
Okay.
Jerry called me up and said, I'm new to the area. You have anything I could do? And I said, have you ever acted before? Mm. And we talked about, you know, our demographic stuff, you know, what age group you're in, what are you looking for? And he is dying. He came over, filled out the paperwork. We sat and talked for what I thought was going to be 10 minutes. It turned into 2.5 hours. Mm. That happens at the theater as well.
Mm.
10-minute conversation isn't 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Expect to sit there for a couple hours
because
there's so much fun to talk about and
go ahead. I was just going to say, it's not just theater. We're also in the Midwest. I mean, there is no short conversations here.
Right.
There is
you
add both of those factors, you're going to be there a while.
You're right. Just talking to Jerry about the Silver Foxes. They're currently in the works rehearsing for Roses, Romance, and Valentine's coming up in February, right around Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You see what they did there.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry's going to come on. The show has been cast. But I came up with a plan with our director, Chris Williams, our friend Chris Williams, who's in pretty much everything. He loves theater so much, he's in everything.
He's a great guy.
But he's directing, and Jerry's coming in to be kind of an understudy for the male roles. There's a couple of actors that may have things that they don't know might come up.
Yeah.
And he's going to start reading with the group to be like an understudy, which I thought it was awesome.
Oh, that is a really cool idea, too. What a great way to get his feet wet, you know, and where there's no real pressure, but he still has that little tone.
Again, like sports, be ready.
Yep, it's all about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that is really cool. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome.
We're speaking with Tim Young, Executive Director over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We'll take a really quick break. Come back, have some more conversation here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered to truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 34. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight, lows dip down to about 25. Overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 36. A dusting of snow tonight.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Welcome back to Morning Magazine for this January 10th, 2023. Speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, and we have Tim Young with us. And always good to see you, brother.
Great to be here. Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about the productions coming up, and we'll go in these chronological so that people can mark on their calendar when to get over to WRCT and take in some of these shows. And first up on our docket is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, the studio theater production. This is an edgy director's showcase. It'll be January 27th and 28th, 7 o'clock shows. We've talked about the director's showcase a bit on the air here, obviously having Melissa on and her doing a show.
Yeah.
We took a lot of time with it there. I don't want this to sound like I'm not a fan of, obviously, the main stage or Hopo or Silver Foxes or anything.
Yeah.
This is one of my new favorite things in life. Not just at the theater, Tim. In life. I love this.
Pretty killer.
This is my wheelhouse. This is what I've always wanted for WRCT. And finally, somebody made it happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually finally going on. You have something in this area that is not every theater company or most people have to deal with. I talk to a lot of theater companies around the country, in particular ones here in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them have a demographic. Mm-hmm. They have this group that they hit that they can always count on to come in.
Mm-hmm.
We have a similar thing there, but that demographic is wide-ranged in age, where you have a lot of 20-something, 30-somethings that like to come to our productions.
Yeah.
You have a lot of seniors that like to, that are a core audience, if you will, coming.
Yeah.
So balancing of this idea of, well, theater's growing and evolving. And, and the idea of, if you're just going to put on Oklahoma every month, you're not going to get a huge turnout for that every month. You know, you might that first couple of weeks, but you're not going to get one every couple of weeks. You've got to keep things interesting and have newer shows while also having familiar things for people.
Yeah.
So I would love to have a half an hour sometime to just have the people in the script, you know, decision people have that in.
Yeah.
But when it comes to this process, when it comes to being able to do these things, this is where the studio theater really comes in handy.
Yes.
Because you could do a little bit more of an edgier tone to things and bring in some of that different audience.
Yeah. So the studio theater seats 45 people. Main stage is 223. But what I wanted to do, my vision, this isn't my idea. Mystique McCumber came to me a year or so ago and said, I really want to direct this play, and I really want to do this play with my daughter. I wish there was a place I could do it. It's Constellations, my daughter and her husband Jerry, and she's like, I wonder if we could ever think of something. And that was the origination of what I then titled a director's showcase. So if you're have any experience in community theater, a rule of thumb is to not precast. And what precasting means, take our main stage and take Miracle on 34th Street, for example, our most recent main stage production, directed by Susan Edgren. We have open auditions. It's a cold read from the script. You show up at the audition time, you cold read, sometimes some lines by yourself with other actors, and the director and stage manager will kind of observe and say, I see chemistry with these groups of people, I see this person playing this role, and then they cast it based on what they witness. A director showcase is completely the opposite. So what you don't do in a main stage is call up all your favorite actors and all the best talent in the Wisconsin and say, come and be my Kris Kringle, come and be my Fred, come and be my Doris, come and be my Susan. No, it's fair for everybody to come and give it a shot. But I wanted to come up with something based on Mystique's idea where you can precast.
Right.
You bring your team to the theater. You present your play to me. And if it seems like you got a handle on it, we don't even put the screws to you. Just bring an idea, and I'm going to look at you saying, well, you're credible, your ideas are credible, you're a great artist. Yes. And what the theater does is pays for royalties, pays for scripts, provides box office marketing, concessions. We bought a commercial popcorn maker, so it smells like a movie theater
really
up there.
Does. It really does.
And then we don't do that in the main stage, just as a way to, for your senses, the sense of smell. It mm-hmm. just smells like you're in a different environment.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a director showcase. So Mystique is now doing her second director showcase with Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Mm.
And she's not only directing it, but she's acting in it.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, we stuck a little bit of time and effort into upgrading the entire sound system in our studio theater for director showcases and other events that happen up there. So director showcase, now it's become an opportunity for even directors outside of our kind of our general community here. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, Michael Laskowski, just worked on a project with Melissa Kay, our last director showcase, mm-hmm. when they did All the Ways to Say I Love You. And that was a great show. It was a one-actor show, and Melissa did a great job, and her connection with Michael was great. But they did everything over Zoom, and then a couple of days before opening night, they actually used the space. Melissa came in, and I ran tech for her and gave her a couple of runs on stage. And that's the other beauty of it. We have these spaces all year long, so you can come in at your convenience, and I'm always there to lend a hand and
Tim
help.
Tim is a sweetheart as far as giving up his time and everything.
I want to see people happy, and mm-hmm. I want to sell lots of tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, and I'm all about quality. So the more, as an actor, the more times you get a repetition running your lines and your environment, the better you're going to feel, and then the better the show is going to be. So.
And I mean, the opportunities this is going to, like, Mystique is a great example of this.
Yep.
She's so talented, so good at this. I don't know, and not to speak for her, but her telling me this before, right, doesn't always have the time for something. But if she
exactly.
has it, when she can put it aside and say, okay, I'm gonna do it this time, this place, and you can take out the so much of the things that can take time on a production, casting, auditioning, all these things. If right. you get that out of the way, right. you can get right to the heart of things, get right into
you
it.
You don't need it does not require the resources of a build team.
Yeah.
This isn't a permanent set. We're not building an apartment. We're setting, it's more about the acting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to set some set pieces. We're going to hang some pictures. We're going to have some tables, chairs, and liquor decanters or whatever, mm-hmm. as you're going to see up in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. But it's more about the acting. And you want to talk about our main stage being intimate. Come to a studio theater production.
Yeah.
You are with the actors.
You mentioned the production that Melissa was just in. I literally got goosebumps as soon as you said her name,
right,
just because of that production. And I don't think I get that in a main stage show. It's mm-mm. still moving. It still hits you. But that the being so much a theater to me is the fact that you get to see real emotions. I can mm-hmm. see the sweat coming down your head. I can mm-hmm. see the tears in your eyes. Mm-hmm. In a movie, you can kind of see that stuff,
right,
but it's so much more real when I can, all my senses can take from this. My smell, my everything. You can pick
absolutely.
It all up. In a studio theater production, times that by 10.
Right.
It's right there.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's
and
awesome.
Here's the attraction of the director showcases. For me, it's about not only supporting artists in doing what they want to do. I'm the executive director, but I never look at myself as a boss. I look at myself as a facilitator of the resources. We have two theaters. My vision is to have a production a month, where we used to not have a production a month.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to be one show after another, after another, after another, after another. And we can do that now with director showcases because they don't require the entire set building team. They don't require a costumer. The director comes in and you have access to all the costumes, all the props, everything you need. You just come in, put your team together and tell your story. And we have Kathy Miles coming back from Prague.
Mm.
She's coming back January 20th and her and I, for those of you that, and I just met Kathy because I've only been in the area for a few years now, 10 years
right.
total part-time, but permanently 3 years ago. But I did, Kathy popped in one time, the founder of Community Company of Players in like 1976 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a couple of years after that, it transitioned over to the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. But the founder of our theater is so excited about Director Showcase, she was calling me from Prague last night and finally had on Facebook Messenger had to say, it's 1 a.m. here. I think I better go to bed now. And I forgot it's 8 hours time difference. Yeah. And I'm at the Y on the elliptical texting her. And I'm like, oh, it's only 5 o'clock, you know. But she's coming back. We're going to pick a show, and she's going to direct a show at the end of March, a director showcase. So I'm so excited about it.
Warms my heart to hear Kathy has not changed at all. The same Kathy. I owe my Screen Actors Guild card to that woman,
let alone
a million other things. Kathy Miles. It tells you something, people like that coming back.
Yeah.
They're not coming back to a company that ain't being run well, that isn't going, that isn't doing well. Like, people aren't doing that. They're coming back for reasons. Yeah. You don't get new people in a studio theater. You don't get regulars in a studio company if they're not doing something right over there. It just is more and more evidence of that to the audience. And I don't need to explain to you guys the play Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. You know this one. You know the movie. You know Elizabeth Taylor. You know this one. I encourage you to check it out. Support theater, but certainly the studio theater. This is a fun one for people to be a part of.
One last thing about it, James. We put these notes on everything, and I think we're kind of, I think we're like the first to do this. I've been involved in about 8 or 9 theater companies over by the Appleton, Fox Valley, Green Bay area. And the opportunity to, there's so many plays out there that community theaters can't do because the material might be not appropriate for some of that core audience. So the director showcases a lot of the material that's going to be picked are plays that, cool, I can finally do this show I've been dying to do. Yeah. But there's some language or there's some touchy material that might offend, so let's just not do it. This is what this is for. Not that we're going to do things that aren't tasteful. Everything is tasteful. It's just when you get more real, the more real you get, the more it pushes it pushes those boundaries of comfort and emotions. And so that's one thing to know, that there could be some, not everyone, but we will always put that note that director showcases are edgy. A term that Kathy helped me come up with to describe it in a short way.
The acting, I heard Cary Grant say this once, acting is reacting. It's reacting to life. It's being life. It's about that. And life is messy. life can be rough.
It really is.
Theater is supposed to be a show that and give that a little bit of a mirror to life and everything. Certain productions do that more than others. Certain productions are edgier than others. It's nice to have an avenue for that.
Absolutely.
With the we got about 4 or 5 minutes left here, so I don't want to burn through, but I do want to get to the main stage production.
Yes.
Do you mention this before briefly? Our good friends at the Silver Foxes and WRCT have the Silver Foxes Old Time Classic Radio Theater, Roses, Romance, and Valentines, February 9th. And 10th. God, I love me some Silver Foxes. This is so cool. What a great product. What a great idea.
Oh, it's, you know, Chris Williams came back over here. He grew up in Wisconsin Rapids, moved away, came back around the time I came to town, shortly after I came to town, or after a little before the pandemic. That's always going to be kind of like a timeline indicator for me now. But he brought some really cool ideas, and he's really passionate about this old-time radio theater. And old-time radio, if you've never, for a lot of younger people, you were like, old-time radio? I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But just go on YouTube sometime and pull up old-time radio theater. It's a theater with sound effects, and a lot of the sound effects are practical. So you're making the sounds of a hoof, like a horse's hooves. You're making that on with a piece of wood, or it's just old-time radio is just kind of fun.
I love it.
And the value that we have, not only for our Silver Foxes shows in the studio and the director showcases, are these shows are, they're $11.50, $10 plus a modest service fee of $1.50. But we're providing theater at $11.50 a ticket and high quality entertainment, and our Silver Foxes bring it every time.
And then there is the main stage production coming up. March 3rd is the opening night for A Streetcar Named Desire, one of the more classic American tales.
Oh, yeah.
Been around a long time. This one is it's a gutting one. I mean, it's not your it is definitely not a Miracle on 34th Street.
what an interesting follow-up to
it
Miracle,
is,
huh?
It is an interesting follow-up. And it's something that when we talk about main stage productions, all the things we've talked about with the studio, with Silver Foxes, those are really cool and they're great. And they're great to have those avenues. You wouldn't, you would be missing them if you didn't have them. But the main stage production is really what we're, you know, where it's at as far as being able to put all of WRCT's resources into one spot and really give the audience a high quality theater production. Whatever the play is, every time there is a main stage production, I put my name on it. You're gonna get a good show. You're gonna get you're gonna definitely get your time's worth of a show.
You're right, and certain titles like we did the Odd Couple to start the season, and we blew away the numbers of the fall slot of the last previous 10 years because. Not because people found out certain actors were in it, but because it's the Odd Couple. And I think, but then when they found out that some of their favorite actors were in it, it people want to see the Odd Couple, probably similar to what's going to happen with A Streetcar Named Desire. It's going to be nostalgic for a lot of people way back to the Marlon Brando version of the movie. It's a classic. And the neat thing about this, not only is it going to, I'm projecting it to bring out good audiences, but I believe it also was a play choice to bring back some actors, and I'm